Hello again, everybody, and welcome to Around Town. I'm your host, Ron Giordano. We have a special guest today, but I want to give you a little background information. Let's see if you can guess who we have with us today. This gentleman was born in Ontario, Wisconsin, which is near La Crosse. He thought about being a Lutheran pastor when he was a young man, and of course that changed. Then he went to work at WKLJ in Sparta, Wisconsin, then WHBY in Appleton, and then on to WBAY-TV AM in Green Bay. He spent 60 years on the radio. This gentleman has a career that has led him to have dinner at the White House, traveled 43 countries, including Cuba, where he shook hands with Fidel Castro, Moscow, where he met Mikhail Gorbachev, England to broadcast live from the Royal Agricultural Show. He traveled with the Secretary of Agriculture and the Prime Minister of India to see the Taj Mahal. He interviewed and met every U.S. president from Dwight D. Eisenhower to Donald Trump, including John F. Kennedy when he was a senator, Lyndon Johnson, Richard Nixon, Gerald Ford, Ronald Reagan, George H. Bush, George W. Bush, Bill Clinton, and finally, after 20 years out of the Oval Office, Harry Truman. He hosted a show for many, many years and spent numerous hours working with people and telling them about his background and helping them out. He was inducted into the National Radio Hall of Fame in 2003, the American Farm Bureau Distinguished Service Award in 1998, 4-H Alumni Award, Oscar, and Nordisk-Hofes Scandinavian American Hall of Fame are just a few of the things that this gentleman has done. Now, if you're wondering who he is, by now you may have guessed it, but if you haven't guessed it, as soon as I say hello to him and he responds back, his voice alone will tell you who this gentleman is. I'm not going to say his name, but I'd like to welcome our special guest, sir.
Well, thank you very much. It's good to be here because I feel at home in a radio station.
And that was Orion Samuelson, everybody. Orion Samuelson, 60 years of radio. What a gentleman and a scholar. Orion, it's a pleasure to have you with us here today. And I think that most importantly, what people would like to hear from you is your story. You've got a long, long history. So tell us about your story. You started out in radio in a small town. I know Sparta, Wisconsin, because I was stationed in
Camp McCoy.
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
Yeah, Sparta was the thing. Sparta and Toma.
Yes.
You know, that was the thing. And yep. Not much there. Of course, now it's Fort McCoy. They made a permanent base.
Right. But,
so tell us your history. Give us a little background here. And I gave some background to the folks here, but tell us about you. That's what they want to hear about you.
Well, you told a good deal about me because I wrote a book a few years ago entitled You Can't Dream Big Enough. And I could never dream big enough because, well, I could, you know, milking cows at 5 o'clock in the morning on that dairy farm in Wisconsin, I could never have dreamed that I'd have the opportunity to do what I'm doing and what I've done and the places I've been. As you mentioned, 42 countries and interviewed 9 presidents and visited just, well, farmers and ranchers and the people who provide food on your dinner table and mine. And so I've been blessed, and that's why I titled the book You Can't Dream Big Enough, because I couldn't have dreamed about
And you
that.
Flew to those locations, did you not?
Yeah, lucky enough to have my own airplane and my pilots. One was working for American Airlines and another one working for United Airlines. But between the two of them, they flew for me and had a lot of interesting trips. The one interesting night we had was when we had to make a forced landing at Galt Airport, because we had an engine failure. It quit on us completely. And, you know, I could see yard lights below, but I said, that's woods and
right.
Forests and fields and everything. But then we spotted the runway lights for Galt Airport. And I've never forgotten, because we landed at Galt Airport and we had no longer touched the runway than the engine shut down. And so it put us on the ground, on the runway, and I said when I landed, I said, I've got to get to Chicago because I'm on the air at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Okay.
So I called the McHenry County Police Sheriff's Department and said, told them who I was, and I said, I got to get to my job in downtown Chicago. And so they called the cab and got me down and didn't miss a beat.
I have to ask you, and I'm sure people are wondering, what was it like meeting Fidel Castro?
Well, it was interesting because I went to Cuba with George Ryan when he was the governor of Illinois, and he took a party down there because, you know, while we didn't have diplomatic relations, we did trade with Cuba, and they bought our farm products. And the interesting thing is, when I talked to Fidel Castro, he told me, he said the thing that he missed the most and that farmers in Cuba missed the most, we shut down trade with Cuba. We couldn't trade back and forth down there and to here. And so he said, we really miss the Holstein genetics that we were able to import from America. And he said, we're still doing it. He said, despite the shutdown in trade, we're still able to do it. So.
And we missed the Cuban cigars.
Yes, that's true. And I still remember sitting on the front page, or on the front porch in Cuba with George Ryan smoking a cigar from Cuba.
Oh, boy.
I still remember that. And, of course, tobacco was not that unusual to me. I never smoked, really. But on our Wisconsin dairy farm, we grew tobacco. But it was a different tobacco. We didn't make cigars. We made basically cigarettes and chewing tobacco. It's in the days when there was a lot of chewing tobacco. So that got to baseball parks around the world. And so I did sit on the front porch with Fidel Castro and George Ryan and smoked a cigar.
I hope you have a picture of that, Orion.
Yeah. I have quite a few pictures, and we took quite a few in Cuba, and because that's part of the memories that I have.
Well, I know that Edgerton, Wisconsin is a big tobacco area.
Yeah, right, but it's basically a cigarette tobacco and a chewing tobacco. But I remember owing those tobacco plants many, many days on the farm in Wisconsin. So
tell me now. You had a relationship for a long time with your backup man or support was Max Armstrong.
Yes.
And what's Max doing these days?
Well, Max is working for a magazine company called Farm Progress, and he's still doing radio for them, but he's doing other things, but basically radio and writing a column. And he's moved to North Carolina. So I worry every time I see the weather that says, oh, they're getting rained on and it's pouring in North Carolina. So I have to give Max a call to make sure everything is okay.
Well, that and maybe the smoke from all the fires in Canada right now.
Yeah, that could very well be because that would move from west to east. So
you have to tell me about this recording, if I pronounce it correctly, Off the Band.
Oh, the Ufta Man.
Ufta Band. You have to tell the folks about that.
Okay. Well, I started in show business singing Norwegian dialect songs because all of my grandparents came
from... Is your wife aware of that?
Yes, okay. Very much aware of that.
Okay.
And so I started in show business. A matter of fact, I won $10 at a contest at the Barroquo Theater for...
Your daddy went to heaven, right?
Yeah, I really made it. But anyway, when I got to work with the band, Lino Frigo and the Musical Wheels, and Dolph Hewitt and the Sage Riders and the bands that I worked with. And so I think I did it at the Illinois Farm Bureau meeting. Somebody said, why don't you sing to us? And so the band went to work with me, and we did a couple of songs in Norwegian dialect. And I just go nuts at Christmas, and then Jingle Bells. And so we made, well, back in the 45 RPM days before.
And those are coming back now.
Yeah, I know they are. I shouldn't have sold the ones I've got. As a matter of fact, we do have a few, and we share them with friends and stuff like that. But, yeah, I won $10 at that contest at the Viroqua Theater, which was the county seat for Vernon County, where I grew up. And then how many did we record?
I think you did 1,500 with Bob Collins.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Bob Collins and I and the band sat down in a studio one night at WGN, and we recorded the two records that we've still got a few copies of it. And
the proceeds went to the Salvation Army.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, you should probably give the records to Jim here so we can make a copy of them so we can play them for the folks.
I can absolutely.
And we'll give the records back to you, because I would be very interested in listening to those songs, to be honest with you, Orion. There's got to be a hoot just listening to those two songs.
Well, I enjoy, but I'm prejudiced, but okay. I enjoy listening to them. But the songs originated with a recording artist on Capitol, Yogi Jorgensen.
Okay.
And that was his name, and so I stole his, I didn't steal his name, but I stole his words and put them on a 45 RPM record, and we still have some around, but not too many, I don't think.
I'll get you one.
Yeah, we're going to pause for 1 minute to remind everybody you're listening to 101.5 FM, your Huntley Community Radio Station. We're speaking to the fine gentleman, Orion Samuelson, who's joining us today at our studio. And this is really a treat. It's a privilege for this station to have him on the air. And he's joined by his wife, Gloria, who's been a real sport in helping us to get Orion to the station and get on the show today. Orion, it's amazing the awards that you've received. The Lincoln Academy of Illinois, the Order of Lincoln, that's the highest award bestowed by the state of Illinois. The University of Illinois presented you with the honorary degree of Doctor of Letters.
It's the only college degree I got.
Oh, we're not supposed to. Are we supposed to say that in the air? We're going to keep that a secret, are you? You also were honored in 2010 with Wisconsin Corn Soy Expo in Wisconsin Dells. You received so many things. And on December 9th, 2010, the southwest corner of East Illinois Street and North City Front Plaza Drive was named Orion Samuelson Way by the City of Chicago. Isn't that a treat?
That is a treat, because it's not too far from the WGN studios, and there are a couple of other radio studios fairly close to that. But yeah, I was very honored. One of the aldermen of the city of Chicago made that happen for me, and that's the only time I've ever had a street named after me. So,
well, that's okay. One street is more than enough, right?
Yep.
Also, you've got a scholarship thing going here. The National Association of Farm Broadcasting has the Orion Samuelson Scholarship Fund for seniors at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign, correct?
That's right. A $5,000 annual scholarship is picked, and I generally get down to Champaign-Urbana to present it personally, but don't always make it. But that way, we have young people who have talent and the ability to share that talent. And if they get the education, and hopefully scholarships make that happen for them. And it might not, you know, to a lot of people, they may not have the $5,000 scholars available.
Sure.
So, yeah, it's an honor for me to have it named after me and to be able to present it.
Now, I'm going to share something with you. I retired just year and a half ago, and my wife told me I went from having a husband to twice as much husband. So when you retired, did Gloria say the same thing to you?
I don't know. Did you?
Well, she's nodding her head yes, so apparently that's the case, Orion. So I asked, what does that mean? And it's ironic, because last year I helped out at the county fair doing announcements. the McHenry County Fair.
Oh, yes.
And my wife was telling her friends, saying, oh, geez, out of the house, would be gone for 3-4 days because we're just a short distance away, but I'd be gone in the daytime. And she says, gee, he won't be around. I won't hear his voice because he's used to being at home because I travel a lot. So
right.
She said, I won't hear his voice all day. Well, sure enough, I started making announcements. I got home. She says, you know, I thought I'd get away from it, but I went outside, and there you are, making announcements.
Well, we need people like you at the McHenry County Fair. As a matter of fact, I just got a call from the folks at the McHenry County Fair telling me they wanted to name the...
The one building, I was there when they took that vote.
Oh, really?
The one building being named the Orange Samuelson Building, yes.
Yeah.
Instead of having a letter like D or C on it, they're going to put your name on it. I was there that evening when they voted, yes.
Well, thank you.
I didn't vote. I wasn't part of the voters, but I was there when they did the vote.
Right.
And, yeah, that's it makes sense. Why call it Barn D or Barn C? Give it a name.
Yeah, I think Tom Jers is the one that started that.
And Tom was there that evening, and he's the one that proposed it, yes.
Well, and then I have a building at the Illinois State Fair, the fairgrounds, that's named after me. So every year when I went down to do the Illinois State Fair, why, I drove past my building. But Governor Ryan, or no, it was Jim Edgar who was governor at that time, and he told me that part of the requirements for getting the building named after me was I'd have to come in at the end of the fair and clean it.
Well, that was a dirty deal.
Well, he didn't carry on. We see Jim every once in a while out in Arizona and then other places, and he reminds me of that and wonders if I enjoy cleaning it.
Well, I have to ask Gloria this, since Gloria's sitting here with us. So when Orion retired, Gloria, that had to be a big change for you, from a guy that's traveling around and doing radio and going here and hopping there, and all of a sudden, he's at home.
Yeah, but the nice part was I no longer had to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning to make him coffee and see him off. So we're able to sleep in a little bit more. But he continued to be busy. Even though he quote-unquote retired, he was still doing personal appearances and doing more stuff on the radio. So he never has really totally retired.
Correct. So.
I don't blame you. So what are your plans now here, Ori? What's next for you? As far as being in the area over here in a day-to-day, I mean, what's going to keep you occupied, keep you busy?
Oh, I don't like on things to keep me busy, but I stay in touch with the major agricultural issues and a lot of the agricultural leaders, because we have quite a few of them here in the northern Illinois area. Illinois Farm Bureau and Jim Gobert, who has served as president of the Illinois Farm Bureau. So I don't get too far away from that, and I don't plan to, because if you don't have anything to look forward to, like sitting here with you and talking and remembering and everything. As a matter of fact, I have to tell you one thing about one of my trips, because I was lucky enough to go to 42 countries. And I happened to be in India on their 4th of July, their Independence Day. But I was in India, and I got to sit on the stage with the Prime Minister of India and watch the parade. But their parade for the 4th of July, which is their Independence Day, it wasn't marching bands, and it wasn't animals, it was camels.
Really?
So I sat there on the reviewing stage and watched the parade of camels. And the troops, the Indian troops that rode the camels on the parade. And it was fascinating. I had never seen that before, and it's only once that I was there to see it. But India had a special place for me because a good friend of mine, Dr. Norman Borlaug, who to me, well, he had a book written by him, and they titled it The Man Who Fed a Million People. because he was able to change the country of India from a food-consuming country to a producing-exporting country because of his knowledge on crossing plants to make them grow in the Indian weather. And so there's a book, Norman Borlaug, The Man Who Fed a Million People.
That's really interesting. The other thing I want to ask you, too, was that I know that you have the kind of the country and farm background. How did you gravitate to the agriculture thing, that you wanted to be this person working with farmers and giving all the stats and the information about farming and crops and things like this? How did that all come about? Was that something that you really enjoyed, that you wanted to do, Orion?
Yeah, that I wanted to do because I grew up on the farm. And I knew what I was talking about when I talked about farming every day on WGN. And so I wanted to continue that and share that with the city people of Chicago and McHenry County and places like that. And so I guess I combined the growing up knowledge on production and growing tobacco and corn and oats and that type of thing. And livestock, I got up every morning at 5 o'clock to milk cows and could hardly wait till I could move away from getting up at 5 o'clock to milk cows.
I don't blame you.
I went to work for WGN and got up at 2:45 every morning to get downtown and in time to go on the air at 5 o'clock, so.
With the farming thing, I mean, so much has changed with the crops and, you know, the drought-resistant plants and things like this. I mean, there's so much going on. I know the University of Illinois does a lot of work there, but there's probably other universities working on crop work too, right?
Well, coming up with varieties of crops that grow in the Midwest and can grow on a lot less water than they were needing when I was growing up. I mean, if we didn't get rain every week, we were going to be in trouble. But now, thanks to the research at the universities of Illinois, well, like every university, but because of their work, they're able to develop seeds that can survive and thrive on a lot less water than we used as a kid. Because if we didn't get rain, we didn't get a crop.
Well, even like right now, we're going through a spell of dry weather that I'm still looking at the fields and the corn is still growing. It's like, it's amazing that it's still growing and we've had no rain. Now, Sunday they're talking about, you know, perhaps rain for half the day, but who knows?
But again, that's the varieties that we have developed that can produce as much as they've ever produced on a lot less rain.
And don't they get more corn per acre, too, with the new developments to Orion?
A lot more.
That's amazing. I mean, in some ways, science is really done very well in helping the farmer.
Yeah, very much so, because of the research that, you know, we're working at universities around the country, around the world, sharing the expertise we have and the varieties that we have that can survive on a lot less water and that sort of thing. So that's been one of the fun things I've watched and talked about.
We have a place up in Wisconsin, and near Lake Wisconsin, and one of the gentlemen I work with is a John Deere dealer. I'm amazed when I go to tractors now. I mean, it's like getting inside your car. I mean, with the flat screen TVs and the GPS, and I mean, when you get in that tractor, he could plant his fields and drive the tractor. It almost drives itself.
It does, compared to automobiles, which I don't trust as a driverless automobile.
Right.
But, that way farmers can work throughout the night because they've got the equipment that will do it, and they've got the wide screens, as you say. And, it's been fun to watch the evolution of the equipment and the knowledge and the varieties of crops that we can produce. So,
a friend of mine had a farm in Pontiac, Illinois, and he worked with John Deere, and whenever they had experimental equipment, they would bring it to his farm.
Right.
And he would test it out.
Yep.
And he was engineer by trade, but also a farmer. It was amazing. Some of the things that he had there weren't even on the market yet that were there for the farmers and what they can use to make life simpler for them. Well, folks, we've been talking to a gentleman that I've respected my entire life on this earth, listened to on WGN for many, many years, Mr. Orion Samuelson, and his wife Gloria, who was kind enough to bring Orion here today. You've been listening to 101.5 FM, your Huntley Community Radio Station. Go to huntleyradio.com, contact us if you have more information that you'd like to hear us tell you about. In the meantime, we want to thank Orion for being here today. It's been a pleasure, sir, and we hope to see you again. Thank you again.
Keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you.